to the High School Basketball Player of the Week podcast, sponsored by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. I'm Nathaniel Finch, joined by Graham Shear with this week's edition. We've got interviews with the Franciscan Health Players of the Week from all three districts and their coaches, all of whom recorded a double-double in each game they played. First, from District 1, it's Asia Donald. Donald, a senior at Hobart High School, coming off a week in which she averaged 33 points, 14 rebounds. She also had 8 steals and a 66-13 win over Griffith. We couldn't reach Asia, but we did sit down with a conversation with Asia's head coach and the head coach of the Brickies and Elena Richter. Here's that conversation. I'm Nathaniel Finch here with Coach Elena Richter of Hobart High School. Coach, this season's been a bit different for you guys, and it started with Asia Donald, the player of the week in the IBCA this week. What kind of difference has she been able to make this season?
I mean, Asia's just an absolutely incredible player. She makes the world of the difference when she's on the floor. I mean, she's not only scoring, you know, 30 to 40 points a night. I mean, she's doing it all when she's out there. She is the true definition of leading by example. She goes out there and puts it on the floor. I mean, that girl is all over the place. She's getting to the hoop. She can score at all three levels. She's getting in there, getting rebounds. I'm looking at her averages right now. She averages about 13 rebounds a game, which is pretty insane. 32 points a game. I mean, Asia doesn't come off the floor. Asia is doing a lot of great things out there. You know, she's not only scoring for us, but she's getting others involved as well. She makes a lot of excellent passes to get her teammates involved, and I think that's what makes her so special. You know, she's not just out there for herself anymore. She's a team player, and she wants to win these games as a team. And she does a great job of bringing our team together, honestly.
So she also had 8 steals in that dominating win over Griffith. Tell me about her development on the defensive side of the ball to now match up with her offensive production.
Oh, man, her defense is excellent. I mean, between her and another one of my players, you know, in the half court, teams cannot get much against us because of Asia. And it starts with Asia. I mean, Asia typically is guarding the ball, and, you know, she pressures girls so much. She makes them nervous, and they just can't handle her pressure. And it's typically, you know, a steal and go with her. And, you know, Asia's intensity on the defensive end is very contagious for the rest of my girls. You know, they follow Asia's lead, and they want to be just as intense and as aggressive as she is. And because of that, you know, I keep telling my girls, we're winning because of our defense right now. It starts on the defensive end, and you know, our offense flows because of that. So she's done an excellent job leading the team both offensively as well as defensively.
She's been a great player and a great leader from what it sounds like. How have her teammates helped her have this type of season that she's been having?
Well, you know, I mean, I think the girls, you know, they obviously know the kind of player she is and what she's capable of doing and, you know, doing for our team. Like I said, I think the girls work really well together, and, you know, they, you know, are, I mean, one of our goals this year is to push the ball more down the floor. And, you know, that starts with Asia, you know, getting the ball to Asia and go. And the girls are running right there with her. You know, if it's not Asia's layup, it's somebody else's layup on the other end. They want to play with her this year, and it's very exciting to watch and to coach and to see.
So you said one of your goals there. What are some other team goals that you have set for the team as a whole?
As a whole, we have a lot of goals. I mean, right now we're undefeated. We're 5-0. The goal is to stay undefeated, obviously. We've played one conference game so far. We got a couple coming up. The goal is to win conference this year. I think it's very doable, as well as win our sectional and continue on to regional, semi-state, state. I think we definitely can win our sectional. And, you know, just competing with some of those teams around the area that, you know, are some of the better teams in the area. Lake Station last night, we played Lake Station. That was obviously a big win for us. I mean, they're a pretty solid team. They're very aggressive themselves. They're a fast team. And, you know, the girls went out there and got their job done. So one game at a time, I try to tell them. And, If they do the right things, if they, you know, sit down and play defense the way they know how to, I think we can win every single game this year.
Coach, best of luck moving forward. Thanks for your time, and I hope you have a good rest of your week. A big thanks to Coach Richter for that conversation. Next, we move on to District 2, where Gloria Brewer tears up the court. Brewer, a senior guard for Greencastle High School, posts an average of 39 points over her two games last week, with 14 rebounds in Game 1 and an astonishing 22 rebounds in Game 2. Here's the interview with the IBCA Franciscan Health Player of the Week, Gloria Brewer, and Tiger Cubs head coach Doug Greenlee.
Joining us now is head coach Doug Greenlee of Greencastle, as well as a senior guard, Gloria Brewer. So, Coach, let's start with you. Take me through the start of the season so far. You played four games. Take me through the start of the season and how you guys have looked so far, but especially how Gloria has looked so far.
Well, thank you for talking with us. We are very excited about this season. Currently, we are 3-1 on the year. Unfortunately, Gloria couldn't play in our first game against Southmont, as she had her wisdom teeth pulled and missed some practices at the beginning of the season. Actually, her surgery was on October 5th or 17th, which was the first day of practice. So she wasn't able to play that first game. But since she's come on board, we've won three big games. All conference games against 3A schools, and right now we're preparing this week for our Putnam County tournament, which is Friday and Saturday. So we're very excited. We know it's young season, but we know there are great things ahead for us.
Gotcha. And Coach, so Gloria was homeschooled as until this year, I guess. And so she comes in and she's giving you points. She's giving you rebounds. She's also dishing out assists, but she's also doing things on the defensive side as well. So just talk about kind of her development through the opening couple weeks of the year. What you've seen from her and how she's helped the team.
Well, she has definitely helped the team in so many areas, and she makes people better around her. Last year we kind of lacked that point guard position, someone that can initiate an offense, someone that can be kind of like a quarterback out there, and she fills that role very well. The thing about Gloria is she has a strong background in playing basketball. She's played for many years. She knows the game inside and out. It's like having a coach out there on the floor, and it makes my job easier, more enjoyable to watch her go out there and take control of things. And thus far, she's averaging 32 points a game and probably about 15 rebounds, but her assists and her steals and her playmaking, she can pass the ball to a teammate, an open teammate on a dime and from half court or wherever. And it just makes everybody around us better. And she has made a huge impact, and her attitude and her humbleness in basketball is apparent, and we're just so excited that she's with us this year.
Gloria, now to you, what has been your kind of mindset going off in your first few games with a high school team?
Pretty much the same as every other year, just going out and trying to win games, and teammates have been super nice along with the coaches, and they made it really easy.
You've also gotten to the line. See, I have here 13-16 in a game versus Owen Valley, then 15-19 against Brown County. Has that just been an aggression standpoint? From an aggression standpoint, has that just been one of your goals, is to get to the line?
No, not really. Just kind of what happens during the game.
And then also take me through kind of how yourself has developed and what kind of goals you came into the year with.
I just came wanting to win as many games as possible, sectionals and semi-state and even further.
Any personal goals that you could tell me about?
Not really, just making teammates better and winning as many games as possible.
And Coach, back to you then. I guess kind of walk me through what the rest of the season looks like for you and what things you're looking forward to with Greencastle.
Well, we have a 10-game conference schedule. We've played three of those games. Those are very important to us. County tourney this Friday is a big highlight in our county area. A lot of local fans attend, and it's a big deal at all four county schools. So that's a big goal right now. But I think what we just have to do is to continue for each player to develop and be as best they can, because we feel like in the state tournament, we can make a run this year. And that's what our main goal is, to come in the January 1st of February, is to make a long run. And that's what we want to do. And I think that the girls agree with that. I've talked about it since day one. And, you know, it is a long season. And it can be longer if you're not playing well, but this year it's going to go quick, I have a feeling, because right now it's going quick, and we just enjoy, I enjoy every day in the gym with this group, and trying to focus on getting better individually, which will make us stronger as a team. I know there's some really tough teams out there. We've pinpointed them on the schedule and paying close attention to them, so there's a lot of competition. I think girls basketball is very strong in this area and the surrounding areas. So we just look forward to the challenge. And going back to the Brown County game briefly, I know you asked Gloria about getting to the free throw line. What some people don't realize probably is that that game was basically tied with 2 minutes to go. They were leading by one going into the fourth quarter. And Gloria scored 24 points in the fourth quarter. Our team scored 29. And it was nip and tuck till the final minute and a half. And if she didn't get to the basket and get fouled and make some three-point plays and the things she did, we needed every basket because Brown County was coming back and scoring on us at will. And they were 15 for 20 at the line, and they're a very good team. So those are the things she can do, is control the tempo and get some big free throws and some big shots for us. And if they collapse on her, she finds the open girl. So it's kind of a good attack for us.
Well, Coach Greenlee and Gloria, thank you so much for your time, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling us. We appreciate it.
Thank you to Gloria and Coach Sigler for taking the time to have that conversation. Our final IBCA Franciscan Health Player of the Week is Julian Woodard of Jennings County High School. Woodard is coming off a great performance against Cathedral High at the historic Knightstown Gym. She put up a 30-point double-double with 13 rebounds against the Irish. Here's the conversation with Julian Woodard and Panthers head coach Christy Sigler. I'm here with Julian Woodard of Jennings County High School. Julian, coming off of a big game against Cathedral High, walk me through kind of the atmosphere of that game at the Knightstown Gym, at that historic area, and just walk me through the emotions of the night.
It was definitely a great experience being there with a bunch of young players, and all of Jennings County showed out, so it was a blast. The noise was great. It was just amazing.
So you're the IBCA Player of the Week. And obviously you had a great performance, the 30-point double-double, 13 rebounds. How were you able to find so much success on an individual level?
My teammates fed me. My perimeter shot was hitting, and I just found ways to score.
You had such a good game against the Irish. How do you think you're going to be able to parlay that confidence for a successful season the rest of the way?
Our first four games have gone great, and we just got to keep up the same momentum.
Do you have any goals set as an individual that you want to hit this year?
Yeah, I would plan on hitting my 1,000 points, hopefully, and then just keeping this winning record.
Okay, how close are you to 1,000?
I'm not quite sure, but I'm getting pretty close.
I love that. Well, good luck with that. And as a team, as a collective, do you guys have specific team goals that coach has set for you guys?
Yeah, definitely get past sectionals. That's been a goal for a long time, and just stay together. We've been through a lot this far, so just keep winning.
All right. Well, good job on the beginning of the season with all the success you've had. Great job against Cathedral, and best of luck to you in the rest of the season. Thanks for the conversation.
Joining us now is Coach Christy Sigler from Jennings County High School. Coach, you've coached Julianne for a couple years now. She's a junior with Jennings County, and this year she's really started off hot to the season. Kind of take me through the first few games of your year so far.
Obviously, we've gotten off to a great start, and you know, she's had two 30-point performances and has just been solid, just all both on the offensive and defensive end of the floor. And you know, this last game against Cathedral, for the first time in her career, you know, she got in foul trouble early, but we trusted her and she was able to play with, you know, 3 fouls in that first half, and she battled through it. So she's growing up. She's really matured over the last 3 years.
Yeah, so Coach, you talk about maturing over those 3 years. Take me back to all the way back to when she was a freshman. Start from the beginning. Kind of walk me through her development now throughout these past 3 years and just kind of things that you've noticed over time.
You know, when Julianne came in as a freshman, we knew she could be a very special player. as far as her contributions her freshman year, we had no idea she was going to bring us what she brought us. And I don't know that anyone thought that. And, you know, she's just been solid, and she continues to get better. She continues to expand her game. She's from the 3-point range, the perimeter, she's able to bring the ball up now, and she's doing everything with a level of confidence that's, it's hard to put in a player.
Coach, let's focus on the Cathedral game. It was a close game, a 6-point win over the Fighting Irish. And for Julian specifically, it was a 30-point double-double. She had 30 points, 13 rebounds, a couple assists, a couple steals, a block. She was also 11 of 12 from the line. Focus on that performance and just how she was able to lead you guys out there on the court to a huge win for the season.
She was just... You know, she was excited. You know, she took the first shot of the game. She hit her first three. Rebounding-wise, she was everywhere. And when she's on the floor, our kids, she gives our kids another level of confidence as well. And she's able just to calm everyone down. It's just an overall presence that she's a special kid, special player.
Coach, do you have any goals for Julianne the rest of this year and just as a team, hopings that you can progress further onto the season, things you're hoping for and goals for the team and Julianne specifically?
You know, Julianne, continue to climb. She works hard, continue to stay hungry, continue just to come in every day with an attitude of getting better. And she does that. She's there. She stays late, getting extra shots in. She's a worker. And that is, you know, that is contagious to our kids. I can't say enough about the leadership there. As far as our team, we've gotten off to a great start. We've got to continue to get better because we have a very young team. We lost another junior that we were not expecting to lose to an ACL, and she had to undergo a second ACL surgery. And without her, we just have to have younger kids step up. And so far, that's what they've done this season.
Jennings County head coach Christy Sigler, thank you so much for the time. Congrats on the award, and good luck the rest of the season to you and Julian.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We would like to thank all three of the Franciscan Health Players of the Week, presented by Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. Best of luck to the three young ladies and the rest of their season. Tune in next Wednesday afternoon to hear our conversations with next week's Players of the Week. With me today is Graham Shear. I'm Nathaniel Finch.